Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, everybody. Okay, there was a technical difficulty. Double Z tried to call me, and I answered it, but it put the show on hold. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to conference him in, as we say, the business world, if I can figure out how the fuck to do that. All right, add to group call. Boom. Nothing sexier than a group call. Zigzag.
Rufus, my nizzle.
They
can't see us. You don't know that Rufus is actually Puerto Rican.
I am Puerto Rican.
Yes. He makes excellent paella.
That's right.
I don't know if I've ever told you that, Rufus, but your paella is the best, bar none.
Awesome. I pride myself on my paella.
I bet you do.
Remind
you know, what sucks is I'm only good at making paella.
Right. Well, my paella used to be grade paella.
Well, you know, when I started, mine was paella.
I don't even know what paella is.
Oh, sorry, Rufus, you can't even see me. So what's up, my nizzle?
Nothing much. How are you? You're back from a cannabis cup.
I am back from the cup. Let me put it this way. I drank from the cannabis cup, and it was delicious.
I'm sure it was.
Let me put you know, actually, I went up there with my friend, the Hinoceros.
Yes.
You know the Hinoceros. We used to live together with the Hinoceros. I want to give a shout-out to the Hinoceros. He held up his end of the bargain pretty well. I expected the Hinoceros to puss out, and he kind of made a jerk out of me. He stood tough. So,
wow.
Way to go, Hinoceros.
Awesome.
But, you know, we went up there for the Bud Buddy soft launch.
Yes.
We probably could have been a little more prepared. I wanted to probably put together some stickers. Well, let me put it this way. The first, like, we drove there 3 hours from where we were. I had actually flown back to southwestern Michigan.
Wow.
From Colorado.
Yes.
And, we drove 3 hours, and we got to the Cannabis Cup, and it was weird. At first, you get to the Cannabis Cup, and you can smell all this dope smoking going on, right?
Sure.
And you're like, sweet, going to get fucking crazy and party it up.
Woo.
And then you realize that you've paid, well, we got VIP tickets, so it was both days for $70.
So not bad. That's not a bad deal. Wow, okay.
And, wait a minute. Now,
uh-oh.
Come to find out, Rufus, if you don't have a medical marijuana card in the state of Michigan,
okay,
you can't get into a quote-unquote medicinal area where everyone was fucking smoking. I'd like it to be like outside of the world's best buffet and only being able to smell the food.
Wait a minute. Wait. Even here in Texas where there is no medicinal marijuana, people in Austin just walk around fucking smoking weed in the park all the fucking time.
Right. Well, I think
even at festivals.
It's that because it's a high times event, the cops were, like, waiting for people just to be outside smoking and not in the medicinal area. So high times had their own security. But let me put it this way, Rufus. I was able to get into the smoking area, and I felt sad for people that couldn't because being from Colorado.
As you are.
It's a reciprocal state.
Right.
Which means I can smoke marijuana in Michigan. Right, Michigan's a reciprocal state.
Interesting.
So I think you can smoke marijuana there if you have a card or an affiliation with another state.
Really?
So,
I've never heard of that. That's awesome.
So luckily, I paid $75 to Dr. Feelgood, who fills out some paperwork and lets me get into the place. I'm like, because I was pissed. I looked at the rhinoceros and said, well, fuck this. You know what I mean? We can't get in. We've just fucking wasted our money and 3-hour drive, and we had a fucking hotel room. So the rhinoceros was pissed, too. Well, the rhinoceros has a medical marijuana card for Michigan that I kept telling him, you need to renew your card. You need to renew your card because it was out of date, and he never did.
How funny is it that somebody with a medicinal marijuana card forgot to renew their card?
Yeah.
I just have to point out that's amusing.
Yeah, insert joke here.
Basically. Exactly.
That's too easy of a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't make it into a joke. That's just how lazy the rhinoceros can be when he's trying to hide as a fucking tooth.
The situation is the joke, I think. That's funny.
Right. So I tell him like 50 fucking times, I swear to God, every day. And all he had to do to make this thing was to get online, and first he had to copy some paperwork that he printed out and mail it in. But really, he just had to get online and answer some questions, and he would, quote-unquote, technically be legal to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So the rhinoceros is pissed, right? And watch out for a pissed-off rhinoceros.
Oh, yeah.
He was just pissed off. We smoked some dope before we left, but it had worn off by the time we got there. And the rhinoceros is fuming. So I paid $70, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can see the people on the other side of the fence. They're all having all the fun. The music's going and fucking pot's flowing, and people are yucking it up.
Did you stand by the fence and just inhale?
You probably could have got a contact high. Let's just say all the cool kids were inside the fence, Rufus.
Oh, you got
to
be a cool
kid. So I'm looking around to the rhinoceros, and I'm like, dude, obviously you can get in here. So I said, go, there's a guy in scrubs, go talk to him and see what the fucking deal is.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy in scrubs is like, yes, I can renew your thing. It's going to cost you $100 right here. Me being out of state, it only cost me $75 to get my stuff situated. So the rhinoceros pays $100 and all is fucking well and good. And we get into the medicinal area of the cannabis cup, and it's fucking overwhelming. It's just fucking over. I'm looking around, Rufus, and I'm like, these are my fucking people, right?
Is it too much of a good thing?
It is. It's just fucking intense, dude. It's like hard to wrap your head around, really.
Wow.
Because you know what I mean? I've never really been to, you know, a cannabis cup, obviously. And so basically the first day I was just like, huh, I smoked, you know, some weed or whatever and was just like kind of, I don't want to say anxietal, but you know what I mean? It just was like overwhelming.
I can see that.
Overwhelming.
I don't even like crowds. I can't imagine being in a crowd of people that are high.
Well, I mean, but this crowd
high myself.
High was like the most polite crowd you've ever been in your fucking life.
Well, I'm sure.
People were like going out of their ways not to bump into each other. You know, if someone did bump into you, they're like, hey, sorry, dude. Oh, man, sorry about that.
I bet. Oh, my God. It's a perfect society.
About the cannabis cup was, you know, they had a bar set up, right, like beer tents and all that shit. And, you know, porta potties or whatever. Well, there was no line at the bar. Like, you know, usually you go to a thing.
Yeah.
It's like huge lines at the bar. Instead, the lines were at these what they call dab stations, which is like a giant fucking bong, and you're taking a hit of hash, basically.
Really?
And they have these fucking wads of hash, dude. I shit you not.
Oh.
They were, I bet, as big as my fucking forearm.
So this is in the medicinal area.
Right, yes. The medicinal area, yeah. People were getting properly medicated.
So, like, I have allergies, so surely there's a festival I can go to and just get knocked up on codeine, right?
Or Benadryl.
Or
I think
Benadryl.
Pre-facing Benadryl.
Yeah, okay. That's comparable.
Yeah, watch that. Watch out for this. I think they have a Benadryl enema. It's like the size of a kielbasa.
Sweet.
Yeah, so you might want to check into that. You'll sleep like a baby.
I bet I will.
I like one, too.
Great.
So we get in there, and we're giving out Bud Buddies, and the Bud Buddies are going over fucking smashingly, I must say.
Really?
I mean, anything for free is pretty easy to give away.
Right.
But they were giving, we were really the only people giving away anything that you could take with you. I mean, a lot of places are giving away these hits off this hash and all that shit, maybe some T-shirts. I did get two free T-shirts. But after a while, the Bud Buddies were as good as money. This guy, I'm like handing out the Bud Buddies. I took like 200 sets. made up in a package of two, which we're calling a mini sack, which I think should be on the website. I think maybe just two is the way to sell it.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know, then people want more. I don't, you know, we'll have to discuss that off the air, Rufus.
Right.
But, so I'm giving away these Bud Lights, and people are like, here, have some of this. And I, like, basically have a handful of fucking pop, like 80 fucking different kinds. So basically I'm opening Bud Buddies and storing the different kinds of pot in there. Of course, there was no way I could even remember what went where because it was all happening so fast.
Why is there not video of this?
You know what? I wanted to get video of it, and I felt I didn't know if it was appropriate.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I didn't know if it was – if I could get – I didn't know if people would feel comfortable with me taking their videos. You know, what sucked is I took those video cameras,
mm-hmm.
right, those glasses, and the rhinoceros, I said, well, check them out, rhinoceros. So I put them on. He's like, dude, you can't even tell. But I'm like, but if someone could tell, they would think I was a fucking narc or something.
Right, exactly.
It destroyed.
Then it'd ripple through the crowd.
Right. Watch out for the narc with the fucking glasses on.
That's right. The Bud Buddy narc. The brown is your room.
Yeah, exactly. They probably have mobile receivers in them, and we're going to track down people and bust them for medical marijuana.
Right.
So, let's see, what else did I get? I traded some Buddy Bites for some seeds, some super expensive seeds. Some guys like, yeah, hook you up with some seeds.
Cool.
Shirts, some grow medium. I mean, all kinds of shit. Like I said, the Bud Buddies were as good as fucking money there. Probably better, honestly.
Damn. It's like the next
point. So, there's obviously a whole story. It was going to rain. It was supposed to rain, like, every day.
Uh-huh.
At Cannabis Cup. And the rain, I think the positive energy of the Cannabis Cup or this cloud of smoke just kind of did a dome over the Cannabis Cup that kept it from raining, at least the whole time we were there. After we left about 3 o'clock on Sunday, I guess it rained at like 5:30 on the awards ceremony, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. Bummer.
But, yeah, I'm already planning on Cannabis Cup Seattle, hopefully, if my schedule will allow. And if possible, maybe you can join me.
Fuck yeah. That'd be awesome.
Southwest flies direct to Seattle, so I don't know if out of Austin or wherever, but I bet it probably does.
It's gotta be
flies
super
direct
cheap.
Out of here. What?
It's gotta be super cheap.
Oh yeah. I mean, a round trip was like $288 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. Awesome.
Yeah. Nothing for real. You know, and my sister lives in Portland. Actually I was gonna see if we just fly to Portland and crash my sister for a day or two.
Not a bad idea.
And my brother-in-law, Brian, would go with us, he said. But my sister's also slated to have a baby like a week later, so maybe we just get a hotel room. I'm not sure about that.
Well, she better put that off.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of inconvenient for the business, but we'll do what we can.
All right.
You know, I had a question for you, actually, Rufus. I was thinking about this yesterday.
Okay.
I actually call it the circle of life. When actually it's just like a long line with a dead end at the end of it. Where's the circle?
It is. I think it's more like a parabola curve. It's like everything is shitty because your baby can't do anything, and then midlife it's like, oh, yeah, I fucking achieved something, and then it's just pissing and shitting your pants until you fucking die. But, yeah, it's definitely not a circle.
Right. You have to have a lot of faith. To believe. I mean, I think the Indians are about the only ones that could say it was the circle of life.
Yeah. And, goddamn, I wish we hadn't obliterated them.
Did we? Not the American Indians. There is no such thing.
That's right.
I'm talking about the other kind of Indians. What would you call it? Eastern Indians, I guess?
The real Indians?
Yeah.
Not the posers.
Wait, are they the real Indians, or do we just call them Indians? Now I'm confused, Rufus. What came first?
Well, the ones in India came first.
You think so?
Well, in terms of nomenclature, yeah. I think that Native Americans, Jesus Christ, who fucking knows, man? All I know is I wish I was an Indian.
You do wish you were an Indian? Why, so you could write code super cheap?
Yeah, so I could make a living off of Fiverr.com.
So you could make a living picking through the garbage of the local dump? That's such sad stuff, Rufus. That makes me feel bad.
Yeah, so I could ride a train with 200,000 other people on the same car. On the outside.
So you can pay top dollar to ride outside of the train.
Yeah, there ain't no paying. There ain't no top dollar. It's how you can jump.
So we definitely missed you at Cannabis Cup, Rufus. I think you would have enjoyed it.
Do you think? Because I'm kind of a newbie to that. Do you think I would have been overwhelmed and shocked? And
Well, I mean, I'm not a newbie. I'm fucking, what? Jesus.
You can write the book.
A pot smoker?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I was fucking overwhelmed.
Okay.
So, and I think it's okay to be overwhelmed. You know, and that's funny because, you know, I'm going to get there and I'm going to be in bud buddy mode and all this stuff. And the first day, I mean, I just was not in bud buddy sales mode. You know what I mean? I just kind of gave them out. I'm like, here you go. Check out the website and all this stuff. Second day, I got in there. I was a little more relaxed, and it was on. It was definitely on.
Awesome.
So I don't know if the website's seen any action from that. Probably not, because Stone people are...
It has not. They've lost all the Bud Buddies or forgotten where they got them from.
Probably. Probably right. So we haven't seen one extra hit from those bastards.
So was it like... was it just a gathering of people that are quote-unquote medicinal users, or was it like a convention where there's like people who are like, yes, I run the Planet Caves in Austin. Let's discuss what's going on. Or was
it
a big party? I have no idea.
Party. Now, there was people selling stuff there, but there was like small mom-and-pop head shops who I made some, you know, I talked to some people, and we probably get some placements out of that. But, no, there was no, like, large-scale chains of anything or, you know, nothing really like that. No nationwide distributors or...
Did you get a badge? Did you get a badge on a neck thing?
No, I did not. You got a wrist. You got a wristband that said VIP Cannabis Cup and Medicinal Area.
Medicinal. So what did the people do who couldn't get into the medicinal area?
They were bummed. They were bummed people. The first day, there was a doctor there who just, I think, you know, was helping people out who probably had problems and couldn't get in there. He just was writing people scripts and whatnot so they could get in.
Right.
And the second day, I didn't see that guy. I'm sure that he probably took whatever 50 grand he made the day before. He's on a plane to fucking Hawaii or somewhere.
It's the rhinoceros money.
Right. And, so the second day I felt bad because there was people like looking around kind of like me and the rhinoceros were the first day going, so what's the deal? You know, we just paid $35 to get into this area. That's nothing but like four little tents and that was it.
You think that they would have made a more obvious note about that whenever you like buying tickets and stuff.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But honestly, High Times put on probably one of the most well thought out things ever.
Really?
It was the attention to detail was there. I mean, it went pretty fucking smoothly. If you know, unless you didn't have a medicinal bracelet, then I could see why you'd be like, "What the fuck? I want my money back."
Sure. Well, if everybody's all cool and laid back and polite.
Oh yeah, it was like that. Like I said, there was no one in the beer line, not one person drinking beer, and so if you had to pee. You know, like you go to a concert or something, you got to wait like 15 people deep to fucking piss. You can't piss your pants.
Oh, yes.
That was not a problem. Actually, I got some pictures. We need to update the website with Bud Buddy's trip to, or Zigzag's trip to the soft launch at Cannabis Cup.
Absolutely.
The Bud Buddy. But I got some pictures of, you know, no line at the beer garden, no line at the bathroom, which is really a pleasurable experience for someone who needs to drink and pee.
No kidding. Wow, yeah. I can't imagine being at a festival where you can just walk up without waiting and get a beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then 20 minutes later, walk up without waiting and pee.
20 minutes? It's like 5 minutes, but I understand where you're coming from.
Wow.
So, yeah, hopefully you'll be with us at the next Cannabis Cup.
I plan on it. Yeah, sure.
And I took some notes. I don't know if they make any sense now, Rufus. It's from Cannabis Cup. Let's see. No, they don't make any sense.
They don't make any sense right now. If you smoke that handful of weed you had, it might.
Well, this guy gave me weed. I would give him a shout-out. I wish I would have got his name. I felt bad that I didn't get his name, but he probably handed me one of the best nuggets of pot I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It was called L.A. Confidential.
Uh-huh.
And not only was it, like, tasty, but and gave me a good buzz. It was like the prettiest, greenest piece of pot I've ever held in my hand, I think.
Really?
And I like to think that I'm very sophisticated in the ways of the cannabis.
So this is interesting to me, actually. So you've tried multiple different types.
Yes.
Obviously throughout your life, but definitely while you were there. So can you itemize them and give, like, I'm just curious. Like, I think a lot of people think pot's pot. It doesn't fucking matter. It might smell
different.
No, and
that's definitely a misconception about pot. I mean, there's different kinds of pot. There's two different, like, I want to say, I don't know if genus is the right thing, but you have indica plant and a sativa plant. Sativa is mostly what Mexican pot is made of, so I'd say that's what most people used to equate with pot is a sativa, which is kind of, when you get into the more expensive strains of sativa, it's like an uplifting buzz, right? Mm-hmm. It makes you real creative, and you know, you don't want to just sit around and fuck off, and
right.
You want to get stuff done, which that's why I prefer sativas. Now, indica, on the other hand, is a kind of pot that makes you want to sit around and, like, do nothing. They call it couch lock. Because
Basically
you just want to sit on your couch. It's good for people that are in a lot of pain, you know what I mean, or having trouble sleeping. My wife prefers indicas because they help her sleep. She has insomnia, and it does work. I mean, it really does work for her. But, I mean, even a sativa will really help put my wife to sleep. Nothing as a sativa and a Rohypnol, you know, really help her sleep.
True. Because the stuff that you sent me two different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I think I smoked them backwards. I was supposed to smoke the weak stuff first to get used to it, and then the stronger stuff. And now that I'm into the second bag, I think the second bag, either I've built up an incredible tolerance, which I don't think I have, or I smoked them backwards, because I remember that first bag.
Every time
I took a toke, I was just mind blown and laughing my ass off.
Bigger bag was the weaker stuff.
I don't remember the size of the bag. Well, here's another testament to my fucking lack of skill with it, is I haven't, like, refilled my one hitter in a month.
That's a sad fucking story. Are you out of cannabis, Rufus?
I don't think so.
You don't even know. That's pretty sad, too, that you don't even know that. Don't you keep it in your studio there? Where do you have to keep your cannabis? In the trunk of your car or something?
Oh, it's right up here. Right up here.
Is it? Break it out. Let's take a look-see.
Well, yeah, let's do that, because I really don't know what I got going on.
Oh, I'm wearing a new Hypersloth shirt. You can't really see it. Let me turn the light on here so you can see it. New Hypersloth shirt.
What do we got here? Oh, I saw that design the other day whenever I was...
Yep, finally got it. Hypersloth Hail the Drinker's Beer.
All right, so here's what I got. Here's my plate.
Oh, old school.
It's in a Tupperware dish.
All right.
With an original Van Halen 1 8-track cassette.
Wow.
And original Hypersloth lyrics on Delaware submenus.
You can't beat that.
So I've got... here's
is that the farmer song? Which song is that?
Looks like a gangsta rap. Yeah, money I owe, invested my dough in a trick ass hoe. Bitch ran away, escaped the basement, made a getaway. So I hunted her down. Yeah, I hunted her down, took my bitch knife and cut her face like a clown. Man, that's fucking dark, dude.
Nice. You were in a good mood that day.
Yeah, I was.
Let's send one cheesesteak over the line, sweet Jesus. Cheesesteak over the line.
That must have been a night I worked with Aaron Turner. So I've still got...
sex with your rescue.
I've got this little bit in this bag.
Put it a little closer. I'm getting a... All right, let's see with the other one now. Looks like some other expensive stuff to me.
I got more in this one.
Break a piece out and let's see it. It's kind of hard to tell in the bag.
Break a piece out. All right, this is the smaller bag here, so I don't know. It's It's got some green in it.
Yeah, that looks like the more expensive stuff. You should be able to tell the difference. Smell it, break it open and smell it. Probably a lot more pungent than the other stuff.
That's pretty pungent. All right, here's the other stuff here.
We still need to write the pilot for our show.
I saw that today, dude, because I was updating my Evernote account.
Does that look more compacted or not?
It's really it's compacted. It's like a piece of fossilized wood.
That's
almost.
Cheaper stuff. That is the other stuff not as compacted?
No, it's a little more crumbly.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't remember which one I put in the one hitter. And like I said, it's been almost a month.
You've had it. There was a lot more weeds than that, wasn't there?
Well, yeah, I've obliterated this bag. I mean, obviously, there's...
Yeah, I think you started with some more expensive stuff.
That's what I think, too.
Unfortunately for you, Rufus, unfortunately, because then the other stuff doesn't really work as good.
And that's what I've noticed, because, not that I don't enjoy it, but I remember that the first couple of weeks...
It's always like, you know what, it's not like beer. If you take a couple days off and then smoke again, you'll get pretty fucking high.
Yeah, this is true.
Right? It's not like beer where, you know, if you take a couple days off, you got to still drink a fucking case to get drunk.
Right.
Pot's like, take a few days off and your brain's like, okay, let's go for that fucking ride again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm ready. I'm hungry.
So are you looking at the pilot stuff, you said?
Well, I was looking at my Evernote account, which is where I save notes and stuff across the web, and I'd save something today for the show to mention. And I had started writing the script in Evernote because I can share it across different devices. And, yeah, it just reminded me about it, so I forgot about that.
We do need to do that. There's so much we need to do. I feel so bad because obviously the Bud Buddy has gotten in the way of some of it, and now my regular job getting in the way. But goddammit, I need to refocus on the sloth because in the long run, it's probably going to make the most money.
Well, I don't know. I think the Bud Buddy, I mean, that's
a
tangible.
The whole line. You know what the key is? I've got the Doob Tubes coming as well. Did I tell you about the Doob Tubes?
You did, but I didn't know you had any coming.
Yeah, there's some of those coming, and we've got to get on the Amplify. We're going back to Amplify, dude. After going to this, there's a different genre of people, I think, that we can cross all fucking bounds with the Amplify.
I like the Amplify.
Me too. And I think, you know what, we really got to do that. I mean, you know, to be out there, honestly, Rufus, and have a whole line of stuff
mm-hmm.
to hawk gives you, like, so much more credibility.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's three items. I mean, the Bud
right.
Buddy, the Doob Tube, and the Amplify. The Amplify...
Yeah.
That thing's fucking unique, man. And I still,
it's
in the truck every day I'm in my truck. I'm like, and it's
yeah.
just refreshing.
It takes something like that sometimes, like cannabis cup, to kind of shake you in the head a little bit and go, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? Kind of quit resting on your laurels and being afraid of success. You know what I mean? Got to get
right.
free. And that's why I decided to go. Probably weren't exactly ready to hand out Bud Buddies with cannabis cup because I needed to put some stickers or something on the bag. I mean, I made up a nice little cellophane bag, right, or a Ziploc bag to put it in.
Uh-huh.
Just a little tiny one, and then you had your Bud Buddies. This is how I did it. You know what, Rufus? I'm going to show you exactly how I did it right here. Hold on.
Awesome.
I just happen to have the bag in my... Oh, no. What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, I did it. I did just find my wonder in my backpack, and I did not know it was there. That would have been pretty bad. That's not a bad idea. But got these little bags here, which probably
awesome.
Look sketchy if you're driving around with those. Anyways.
Sketchy.
So I'm going to take the bag, Rufus.
Yes, sir.
I never did that before. That was the first time I did that. Take two Bud Buddies.
Uh-huh.
Marry the Bud Buddies.
Marry the Bud Buddies. Ooh.
Right.
Is that legal in Michigan?
It is. Bud Buddy, in this state it is. Take the extra cap.
Uh-huh.
Drop it in the bottom of the bag.
Cool.
Then take the other Bud Buddy and place it on top. And there you go. Little pre-sample of Bud Buddy.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
And you got to see, if you turn it over, you can see the Bud Buddy, the cap, I put in the bottom so it's right side up. So either way,
No wonder people were going nuts over that.
So, you know what, though? The only thing it's missing, Rufus? A sticker. A fucking Bud Buddy sticker.
Oh, on the bag, you
mean. So simple could give it so much more legitimacy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to design a sticker sometime this weekend and get them fucking printed off.
Uh-huh.
Because I think next time, what we do is... Tell me what you think of this. Now, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I mean, I'd like the idea of giving both of them away together.
Right.
Because some people see exactly how they work. You know what I mean? But are we giving away the farm there? Because what if you only got two different kinds of weed? You don't need another one. So maybe you just give out one Bud Buddy. And then people have to go and buy more Bud Buddy to make.
What if you're breaking up? You still there? Okay, you're frozen. What if? So you said that you ended up with a handful of fucking weed for people. What if the Bud Buddies we give away have just one little nugget of weed in them also?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're not moving in the picture.
I wasn't. Now am I moving?
No, you're still stationary.
I look like Stevie Wonder.
You look like a corpse. Caught you at a weird moment.
Hope what was I doing?
Hope it's not foreshadowing.
It probably is.
You're like in a half blink.
I'm just about to come.
Oh, jeez. What else is new?
So, yeah, good point. That's what she said. But, so I don't know. Do you think two Bud Buddies or one Bud Buddy in the promotional?
I think one Bud Buddy, but do you think it'd be more memorable? Like, you said you ended up with a handful of fucking weed from people.
Right.
I mean, what if we invest in some weed and put just one little nugget of weed in each one, just so people remember it, and they're like, oh, my God, there's...
Funny you say that, Rufus, because I took some of those Bud Buddies that I was stuffing the weed into, and I just gave those out.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right? But a couple times I didn't even say anything. I mean, it wasn't like in all of them. It probably was in five of them or six of them.
Right.
Two of these really hot fucking chicks, I must say.
I
now,
bet.
The Cannabis Cup, Cleo, Michigan, not a lot of hot chicks. A few hot chicks, but mostly not hot. Not really nice chicks, granted, but I think if you go to a smaller city or bigger city, like Seattle or Denver, especially somewhere where pot is recreationally legal,
right,
you're going to fucking see a way bigger turnout just of people to this thing.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Kind of celebrating the, you know, the idea that it's legal and it's recreational. It's like a beer festival. It'd just be a giant fucking marijuana festival.
Yeah, it'd be like Oktoberfest.
Right. So I'm looking forward to hopefully going, like I said, we go to Seattle and do that up. I've actually looked into some advertising in High Times itself. What I want to do is we should probably get a gift basket together of Bud Buddies and send them to the people at High Times and say something like, you know, for... We kind of crashed your cannabis cup and handed these out. We just thought we'd be, you know, nice and let you know that we weren't trying to do anything subversive or whatever, you know. And we're interested in, and actually I did look into getting an ad in High Times, a small ad.
Sure.
Something like High Times, I don't know if it makes sense to do it, like, in the print edition. Because I think 90% of fucking people look at High Times online.
Right, yeah. Well, the older guys probably look at the print. They probably have a bundle advertising package where you're like, oh, they get so many impressions.
What we should look into is like a social media advertorial.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where they kind of, you know how an advertorial works. I think it kind of makes you seem like they're saying, yeah, it's a great product.
Right.
You know, while trying to push it down somebody's throat anyways. I mean, I know stuff like that, but maybe a lot of people don't know that. The only reason I think online is because – right then, people are like, better check out the website. You know what I mean? Link to the website, purchase.
Yep. No, I completely agree.
And then with a magazine, you're like, yeah, that seems like a good idea. You know what I mean? And then you throw it back on the back of the fucking toilet, and you're like, you can check it out in six fucking months.
Right. How many times have you looked at a magazine, especially at somebody else's house, and been like, I'm going to write that number down right now, or put it in your back pocket, and never.
Are you shitting at other people's houses a lot?
I only shit in other people's houses.
It makes sense. You save on toilet paper that way.
I'm not going to defile where I eat and sleep.
Do you carry your own plunger, your pocket plunger?
Dude, that's not a bad invention, a pocket plunger.
It's actually not, if you think about it. Have you seen this fucking? Check out the toilet lid plunger.
The what? The
yes.
toilet
check
lid.
Check out Google toilet lid plunger and see. There's no way this fucking thing makes sense. It's some Japanese guy invented it.
Oh, then it's gotta suck.
He's, I mean, it works, but it makes no fucking sense.
His brain is fevered by Fukushima.
It's got to destroy your fucking bathroom, first of all.
Toilet lid plunger. What the hell?
Did you see it or not? Is it coming up?
I see a video. It says compresses air.
Yeah.
It's some sort of membrane.
There is. Tell me this is not the grossest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life.
Should I watch the video?
What a pain in the ass to use it. Yeah.
Should get that for my wife for Christmas.
It just seems like it'd make a huge mess out of your fucking toilet. Not to mention, watch how hard this guy starts pushing on this fucking thing.
That's what she said.
Just, you know what? It doesn't even really get exciting. You wait for it to get funny, and it never does. But, I mean, it just seems like an awful lot of work when someone's invented a perfectly good plunger already.
The plungers are not that hard to use, and they're compact.
Think about taking that thing off the top of that fucking toilet, and what do you do with it then? It's got fucking shit and piss all over it?
We should invent a plunger that you can have with you at all times. Like the pocket
right,
plunger.
Pocket plunger?
That's a hat. It's a hat, like a baseball cap, but it's a plunger, so if you fuck up a gas station restroom, you can take your hat off, plunge the shit out of it, and then put your hat back on and leave.
I like it.
That'd be a great skit.
Just need the telescoping thing. I didn't do it.
That's right.
You won't need to hide it because people like you. Thank you for plunging your own disgusting mess, sir.
That's right. You walk out of the bathroom with your baseball hat on and a bunch of mucus and poop running on your face.
People will appreciate that for sure. But I was watching the...
This thing is ridiculous.
I was watching Judge Judy or one of those stupid shows, probably Judge Marilyn Million or whatever her name is, because I think she's kind of sexy in her own way.
Definitely way hotter than Judge Judy for sure.
Yeah. Did you see there's pictures of Judge Marilyn online without a top? She's got
really?
Tits, dude. She's got nice tits. I hats off to her.
I object.
For an old beater.
Jesus Christ.
I'll beat her up a little. That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
That's what she wanted.
Yeah, of course.
No doesn't really mean no when it's Judge What's-Her-Face.
That's right.
Smith. What is her name?
I'd like to see her with 12 angry men.
I'm sure she's been with at least a half a jury.
Sure.
Like to get deadlocked on her. Deadlocked in her.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, Rufus, now I can't remember what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm so fascinated by this video of the plunging toilet lid.
Is he still doing it?
Yeah, well, it's a computer animated video. There's no he. But it just looks completely impractical.
Oh, no, there's one of them really using it. There's one of a guy really using it.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yes, the inventor is using one. It's so impractical, it makes no fucking sense.
Right, well.
Go figure.
It's about 70% of inventions these days, thanks to Shark Tank.
Well, I'd like to see one. You know, I did buy that belt off that Shark Tank. I'm wearing it right now, actually.
You told me that it's the sizeless belt. There's
yeah,
no...
it's awesome, actually. You know what I mean? It's the only good thing I've ever seen on Shark Tank.
I've seen some okay things, but none of them I've been like, okay, yeah, I really need that.
Seems like they hate the best things for some reason.
It does. Yeah, this
Mark Cuban's like the only Mark Cuban and that lady are like the only decent people on that show.
You mean that that old lady with the spiky sort of black
yeah, with
haircut?
Her the dyke do with her dykey do.
Yeah, as an old broad,
yeah, her body, huh?
That's true.
Like to tap that well.
I'd shark that tank.
I'd mud shark that tank.
I'd give her my great white.
I'd give her my minnow. I feed her my minnows.
Good God.
You're a great wife. Can you imagine two whales fucking? How ridiculous that must be.
That's galactic proportions.
Good news is there's no wet spot. Well, there's probably a dry spot.
Well, I think you can, a human being can stand up. A 6'5" human being can stand up in the urethra of a male blue whale.
Interesting. Isn't that what happened to Jonah?
That's how he got in the whale.
He got into two whales. He went into one whale and then out of the whale's weenus into another whale.
That's right.
Where he was gestated.
He had an insane fetish.
What is a fucking gestation period for whales? Like, what, 5 years or something?
Ah, shit, who fucking knows?
What do you say? I'm going to have to look that up. I wonder. It's got to be. God, imagine living with her for fucking 5 years.
Who? A whale?
With a pregnant whale.
I have.
What? Wow, me too. Quite a few.
What's that right? I know, I've created a few pregnant whales. I haven't lived with many.
I've got a few, what do they call a mini whale?
Whalette? Plankton?
Plankton.
That's what they eat.
That's male sperm.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be a fat girl date joke in there somewhere. Let me give you my plankton.
To eat my plankton.
To eat my plankton, yes.
19 months. 19 months for a whale or a dolphin.
That's over a year and a half.
I can't believe a dolphin. Why a dolphin would be that long, I wonder. They're not that big, are they?
Wait, why is a whale giving birth to a dolphin?
No, dolphins and whales are 17 to 19 months.
I was just fucking with you.
Let's see, here's a comment here. You should not label whales and dolphins as having peaceful personalities, though some can be. They are intelligent, and some will rape and kill you.
They must be intelligent because I'm hot.
Well, how is that someone's comment on this? How old do you think that comment? The one comment on this whole fucking thing. And it's from June 15, 2012. Thank you, Bozy. Call us if you're on the phone. 646-478-0616. Or check us out. .me, where you can take it to the Bud Buddy page where it all goes down. Rivas, you put your song on the Bud Buddy page?
Not yet. I didn't know. I didn't get final approval from the committee.
Oh, I didn't know that we were voting on it. Let me listen to it again, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I don't even know how it would work, to be honest with you. How do you do it?
I have no idea.
No, would it just come on when someone goes to the page?
Ew, that's obnoxious. You don't want that. It'd have to be like a music video almost.
Okay, that's fine. We can put together. Notch, as it were. I've actually gotten quite proficient in making shit like that in Keynote, which is kind of the equivalent to, what is it that people make slideshows on regular computers?
PowerPoint?
PowerPoint, yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's way better.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
And way more difficult to use.
Exactly.
Almost impossible without spending hours and hours trying to figure it out.
And you can't upgrade it or hack it to make it do what you want.
So a little rant music, please, if you don't mind, Rufus.
Uh-oh. Hang on a second. Let me find it.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Hey, Rufus.
Have at it. What's up?
Do you ever feel like you're the only person that actually does their job completely? Do you ever feel like that? Do you feel like people around you are always trying to get away with, like, half doing their jobs or have you do their job for them?
I'm familiar with it, yeah. I'm the only person at my job that knows what I do, so I don't feel it so much now. But in every other working scenario, and even family scenarios, yes.
I'm saying even like you go to the store, and like I said, you check yourself out now. Now you check yourself out at the store.
Yes.
That's just someone's job for them, right?
Right. I agree.
So I think we've just gotten to that point in society where we're just like, let the other guy do part of my job. Right? Because here, I'm going to use names here. I'm going to say Frontier, who I just got my service hooked up here, 2 weeks ago or so, when we got the internet here at the HyperSloth HQ.
So Frontier is internet service?
Internet and phone service. You know, they don't have, the only thing they don't offer is cable.
Okay, just for our listeners who aren't in Colorado, because
right.
Okay. I have no idea.
You're in Texas. They're headquartered in Texas, so I thought maybe you knew who they were.
Wow, never heard of them. So they have a horrible marketing department.
Right. Well, anyway, it's not as bad as their service department.
Uh oh.
But so I'm anxious to get stuff here. I call up, make an appointment, get them here. Well, this is what they say to me. Okay, it's Saturday. Right? They're coming on a Saturday, first of all. This is a business, second of all. Why they would schedule for a Saturday, I have no fucking idea, knowing that Saturday. So I'm like, okay, what time? Thinking they'd say like between 8 and noon or, 12 and 4 or something.
Right.
And they're like, between 8 and 5:30.
What the fuck is that?
That's what I'm saying to myself. I'm like, okay. You know what? I got work I can do around here anyways, so I'm just going to show up at 8 in the morning and wait for them. So I do that, okay? So
yes.
That's one strike that I have to fucking do my whole day around waiting for their fucking guy.
That isn't fucking saying that they said between 8 and 5:30. They may as well just say, we'll be there whenever.
That's what they said.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
So anyway.
I'm getting pissed.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, whatever. I got nothing better to do because I'm not fucking missing out on this, basically. And I know they probably think that people are so addicted to the internet that they probably wait between 8 and 8.
Sure.
And that would mean 8 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Right.
Whenever. Show up whenever. Yeah, show up whenever. We'll get up. I think that's kind of what society has done to itself now. You're always expected to be working.
Yeah.
Right? People are like, at least in my line of work and probably in your line of work too, people are like, okay, I'm leaving at fucking 6 o'clock. Why don't you get back with me that in the morning? Right?
Exactly.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right.
They're going home to knock off. They're like, yeah, I'd like to see something by the morning if you can.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. I'll stay up and fucking work all night. You enjoy time with your fucking family. You know what I mean? Doing half of somebody's job for them. So anyway, this guy comes to do this install, right? Nice enough guy. Bill was his name.
What time did he come?
He actually came at 11:30.
Woo, wow.
Here's the most frustrating part. When I first got here in the morning, I was sitting out on the front stoop, just kind of looking around, and a Frontier truck fucking drove by. And I'm like, oh, he fucking missed it. So I'm thinking, man, that guy fucking missed it. Should I call fucking Frontier? They'll never fucking come back. But I did it. But the whole time before he showed up, I was thinking, they probably fucking missed it. That's the kind of expectations I went into this with.
Right.
He probably missed it. Uh-oh, he's never fucking coming back. He's probably going home now. What I mean? So Bill shows up, and I'm like, here's the stuff. It's fucking basically set up. He's like, you sure you don't have internet here? I'm like, no, I don't. I said, I'm just moving in. I don't have any service. Basically, I didn't know it, but if I had a fucking plug the modem in, I probably could have fucking free internet here forever.
No shit?
Yeah. So the first thing he said to me was, you sure you don't have internet? Like, are you sure you want me to fuck this up by starting to send you a bill?
Oh, no.
But anyway, so he's just doing, so he goes on, he's in a big hurry, right? And I'm saying, I want the phone jack in my office to be in this back corner where my desk is going to be.
Sure.
Right? There's already a phone jack coming out of the fucking wall farthest away from where I'm at. Right? And he's like, well, I'm only allowed to drop in one line. Okay?
Right.
He's speaking in fucking some kind of weird code now or some kind of ruse where dropping one line I'm supposed to think is probably switch on that fucking line that's already plugged into the wall.
Yeah, what does dropping mean in that situation?
Right.
Dropping a line.
So I'm just like, huh. So now I don't want to, I'm the typical guy. I don't want to say, what the fuck does that mean and seem like an idiot. But before he said that, he tells me that he's having a birthday party for his 3-year-old.
Okay.
Right? So he's kind of in a hurry. He says. I'm like, okay, whatever. So he says this thing, this line over here that I don't want. He tested and it fucking works. Right? He's like, good enough. Okay, that's it. And he starts, I said something about moving the thing. He's like, well, I'm going to leave you enough wire, right, and a box. He left me 100 feet of wire, and this thing all connected up right here.
I can't see. You haven't been had video for a while.
Oh, really? Sorry to hear that. Let me check my... Maybe I need to turn it back on.
But,
Yeah. Here we go. So, yeah, he hooked me up with this thing. You probably... Can you see me now?
Yes, I can.
With this thing, 100 feet of water, right?
It's hanging out of the wall.
Well, no, he didn't hang it on the wall. He left it laying on the fucking floor. Right? Because he had to get to this fucking birthday party, dude. He's not going to fucking drop my line where I want it. He's like, you know anything about wires? I'm like, yeah, a little bit. He's like, you can do this, dude. It's super fucking easy.
Oh, my God. Hang on. I got to write that down. Do you know anything about wires from the guy installing your fucking shit?
Right. Well, no. He knew how to do it. He's not fucking doing it. He's going home to this fucking birthday party.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's leaving you to fucking hook the shit up.
Yeah, exactly what he did. So I'm like, dude, I can run the line right now. There's a perfectly good attic. This is how fucking easy I was making it for the guy, Rufus. I had the ladder set up to go to the attic. The fucking lights in the attic plugged in to an extension cord, right? Because I was like, this needs to go fucking like that. All this guy had to do was go up in the fucking attic, right? It's a little dusty. It's pretty fucking dusty, all right? But that's part of this fucking job.
Exactly.
Okay, so he's like, so I'm just like, dude, all you got to do is climb up there, run the line while you're in the fucking box. Not even plug it in. You know, phone wires are fucking hard to work with, right? I ain't saying it. I do know something about wires. And phone wires are fucking, they're very, the word is confusing.
You should have
they're
said,
very confusing.
No.
Recently, they switched from a four-line system to a six-line system that none of the colors fucking match anymore, right? I spent a fucking hour today on the phone. Okay, so Bill Lee, Bill's like, I got a fucking birthday party to be to. Yellow, just remember, orange be yellow. Orange to yellow. That's what he said to me. Just remember, orange to yellow.
And he's telling you how to wire shit?
Yeah, hold on. Let me show you what he said.
On his way out the door.
So Bill gives me these things. Right? They're like little crimping things that you crimp phone wires together.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he's like, this is what he said. Just remember yellow to orange. Okay? So I'm like, okay, yellow to orange. I can remember that. Or yellow and orange. Yellow and orange. So, okay, Bill leaves, and I'm still without a phone, so I'm just like, fuck it. I don't feel like hooking the phone up. I'll just talk to my cell phone. Right? And I'm paying for the fucking phone line, by the way. You can't get the internet service because I said, lady, I don't want the phone line. And she said, well, then you won't get the deal. Go figure. You know?
Of course.
Right. So I run this 100 feet of fucking phone line. I drill a hole in the ceiling here into the fucking attic. Right?
Dude, you're pissing me off.
Go into the fucking attic, run this 100 feet of line all the way to the fucking where the phone line comes in. I mean, this is so fucking easy. It could have been done in like 10 fucking seconds.
But the fact that you're doing it is making me angry.
Yeah. So, yes, I agree with that. If I just knew what drop a fucking line meant, what the fuck does line mean? So, I do all that. And in this building, obviously, there were some big businesses here before, right, with like 20 fucking phone lines. So there's like a myriad of fucking wires and boards and shit. You know, just like every time it updated, instead of taking something out, they just bolted some fucking shit next to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's like a fucking Frankenstein wall of like 10 different fucking phone systems. Some of them new, some of them old. And Bill's telling me, look, orange and yellow.
Uh-huh.
So I go to fucking I go to the modem box and I follow it backwards into this phone jack, and there's orange and yellow hooked onto the green and red. I mean, I learned so much about fucking phone systems today. It's just not even fucking right.
Why are you even having to do this shit?
Because I know when I fucking reschedule, either they're A, gonna fucking charge me for it, right, which would probably be fucking $200 or something ridiculous to come drop a line. Because they don't fucking care. Dude, if you're not here, if they're not giving you a bill while they're fucking here, they have no problem trying to fuck you.
No, I mean,
in a bill in the mail, you know what I mean?
I just can't believe that dude wasn't doing it, and you weren't like, well, fuck your kid's birthday party, get up in my fucking attic.
Right. Well, see, the sad part is he was
such
a nice guy, and I was fucking stoned because I had smoked a joint early in the fucking
night. He doesn't even have a kid.
I kind of wanted Bill to fucking leave because I was thinking, if this is fucking that easy, like he made it sound, it'll take fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I get over to that board and I'm just like, what the fuck? Dude, there's 800 fucking orange and yellow wires and they're hooked all over the fucking place.
Of course.
So I get online and I think I'm working it backwards. I go, record what the fucking should be the source. Well, I get it hooked up and nothing. Okay, but wait a minute. I don't even know if I have a fucking phone here that works. Because I never used a fucking phone here before. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So it seems like I should be able to fucking put an end on this fucking wire that Bill gave me, this 100 feet of, and plug it into the fucking box, and it should work.
Easy.
Well, and guess what that entails?
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
A fucking $20 tool from fucking Lowe's that no one can help you with or tell you anything about. It's like in this hidden, it's like the porno section of fucking Lowe's. It's like, yeah, we have it, but don't ask anybody about it. It's not here. If you fucking short out your stereo system or your phone burns up the house, you need, you know. It's like a liability disclaimer over the fucking, this area. With all of, which should actually be all of electrical.
That's actually true, yeah.
This old guy that farts on you knows nothing.
The farting guy again.
Well, I mean, John, his name's John. The rhinoceros remembered him.
He should be in a John.
He probably spends a lot of time in the John.
Right? Or not enough.
I started feeling bad. Maybe the guy actually just relieved himself into his... and I'm he might, John might not even know that he did it, actually.
Probably not. I mean, if his sphincter is that loose.
He knows a number one, but not a number two. So anyway,
I'm just so fucking angry at the situation. So, this is the first rant you've had that's made me fucking angry.
I buy this fucking tool that I've thrown on the ground already. It came with these ends that look like they go right to the phone line.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, I've worked this thing backward. There's a fucking out of Rufus out of this fucking thing this guy plugged into the wall. There's one side says DSL, the other side says phone. Okay.
Simple.
Simple. All right. Well, I plugged the phone into the fucking thing, and it didn't work. But, of course, I didn't know if I have a fucking working phone here, and I'm so mad about having to spend money on this thing to put the wires on that I don't want to go buy a fucking phone to throw out.
OMG.
But, see.
Are you going to send them a bill? You should send Frontier a bill.
I'm about to. My Frontier contract, trying to look for a fucking repair number or help number, which is not on there. I had to actually do an online chat with someone to get a fucking help number.
No, they provide internet, but don't provide online chat.
They had a chat, but all they do is give me the number.
They tell you how to solve your own problems.
I call the number, and I'm on hold for fucking 17 minutes. First of all, I know I called the business number, and the lady got on the phone, and she's like, took all my information, and then she's like, well, you called the residential line. I said, no, I called the business number. I strictly remember it fucking pushing two for business. I was pissed. She's like, well, somehow it got through to the residential part. This was after 7 minutes.
It's because you wired the phone wrong.
I don't think this fucking other jack works, and not to mention – the fucking DSL works, or the internet fucking sucks, dude.
You
wired. I had to upload a 10 megabyte file, right?
You wired the two into the one.
Yeah, it's kind of it's weird what you have to do. You just have to remember, never mind, it doesn't fucking work. So, and now I can't even get anybody on the fucking phone to help me. It's not like I can call them from here. So I get shitty cell service in here. That's the only reason I wanted fucking the phone in the first place. I'm talking to a guy about, you know, doing work today, and we're going over some brochure shit, and he's like, you're breaking up. I can't hear you and all this shit. You know what I mean? I'm just like, fucking God damn it. I'm getting fucking pissed. I called my wife. I'm like, I'm about to fucking break something, and that's not my fucking attitude. I'm like, I fucking, they're going to send me a goddamn bill, Rufus, like, oh, fucking well and dandy, and I've been fucked out of fucking my time. I pulled a pair of fucking shorts and got my fucking elbows all fucking dirty and still don't have a goddamn phone.
Well, when they send you that bill, you need to send a copy of the receipt for whatever you fucking bought at Home Depot.
Yeah,
and a bill for your time and be like, look, 3-year-old birthday boy didn't fucking do this shit.
Right.
Deduct it.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm pissed off. I'm fucking irate.
You could have been electrocuted to death because that guy was just like, yeah, plug that shit into whatever. Or,
you're right. You're right. I could have. Because he had to get home and fucking do his, he had to fucking clean up his yard for his fucking birthday party.
That's bullshit. He had tickets to a fucking show. He didn't have he doesn't have a kid. There's no way now. Because if you have a kid that you give a shit about, you take that day off of work. You don't be like, well, maybe I'll make it home. I don't know. He was fucking with you. He just wanted to go crack open a fucking bush. It's all
he
boy.
He probably did. He probably fucking was so hungover from the night before, he'd get a fucking drink of road pop in his truck.
Yeah, or he didn't know what he's doing. He zapped himself on the first job, and he's like, man, I'm not going to fucking shock myself this time.
Total bullshit, dude. It's like, if I fucking was at the hospital, and you were fucking dying, and the doctor's like, hey, I cut him open, now finish the fucking open.
That's right. The blue vein goes to the blue vein.
Right. Do surgery on yourself. I mean, you know what? I'm just going to start doing my own fucking dentistry.
You should. You should.
I've tried it. I've tried it. It's a tricky son of a bitch, let me tell you.
I bet it is.
You can buy a scaler at the drugstore, though.
Can you really?
Yeah, and it's really not that hard to get the scale off. You just have to kind of get used to it.
I don't even know what the hell that is. Is that the metal hook?
Yes, it is. It's the worst part of going to the fucking dentist.
That's why I don't go.
Right, me too. Poking with that fucking hook. Oh, it's making me cringe just fucking thinking about it.
Is that scraping?
Down into your fucking teeth. Ugh.
And whenever, like, you get a cavity and they start probing it and that thing...
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like, tink.
Yeah.
Tink.
That's what I'm talking about. That makes my fucking stomach turn.
That fuck. And they tell you about it. Yeah, I think this is cavity here. Listen to this. Can you feel
this? Oh, just hook into that fucker.
Yeah, I can fucking feel that, bitch. Stop.
That's the fucking sound. Oh, my God. That is the reason I don't go to the fucking dentist. Right there. That's it. That is it.
That is it. That is
it. If any dentist, if you're in dental school right now and you're looking for a show, don't fucking do that, and you will have every fucking customer in the
That's
world.
Right. Yeah, if you want to be a successful dentist, ignore every problem you find in somebody's mouth. Be like, your shit's looking great.
No, just don't poke it with a fucking sharp stick.
You got a nerve hanging out here. What happens if I pinch that nerve? Does that...
Right. What happens if I poke you here? Does that hurt? Oh, okay.
This is a big deal.
Like with a sore tooth, you can't help but fuck with it anyways. Yeah, ow. Ooh, that hurt.
That's
ouch.
True. There's nothing weird about mouth pain that is like, that hurts, but goddamn, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, there is. And you know what my wife says to me, though?
She's
like, you should go to the dentist. I'm like, I'm fucking scared. She knows I'm scared. And she's like, it has changed so much. That's what she said to me. And I'm like, not if they still got the fucking hook. Not if they got that fucking hook.
What's changed is, like, when you have to get shit done, that's changed. But all that shit leading up is still just poking and fucking yanking on shit.
God.
And scraping.
Now, but here, it's just so fucking expensive, too. You know what? I mean, I know I'm overdue for fucking 20 years worth of fucking dental work. But I'm like, do I really want to drop $3,000 on it? You know what I mean? Because that's what's going to happen. They're just going to be like, yeah, $3,000. And what do? I mean, I just had a buddy who let a tooth go so long that he fucking had to go to the emergency room, and they're like 12 more hours, and you would have been in fucking intensive care.
Oh, shit. Wow.
His face was fucking swelled up to, like, fucking here. You know? He came in.
Okay,
I'd
well.
I'd go to my cousin's liquor store sometimes just to shoot the shit, because it's kind of like where people, you know, like my buddies hang out, like guys I know. Just to let you sit in the back and drink beer and shit, as long as, even if he's not there, he can sit there and drink beer with his dad, which is odd. His dad's actually cooler. I like hanging, I go out to dinner with his dad sometimes. But anyway,
wow.
So he comes into the liquor store, and he's like fucking gray. He's
gray.
Like his he's like 6'5", probably 290 pounds, really fucking big guy.
Uh-huh.
And I just look at him like, Jesus Christ, and he's gray and sweating, and it's like 80 degrees out, but it's just like that sweat. You can tell it's not from being fucking hot.
It's like internal sweat.
Yes, it is. It's like, it's like the badness trying to get out of your body.
That's right.
So I look at him, I'm like, Brett, what the fuck up is up with you? And he turns his head, and it's like he's got a fucking goiter on his neck.
Well, come on. You got to have...
I'm fucking not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. What happened was his lymph nodes swelled up so fucking big. Remember when you got bit by that cat? You had cat scratch fever?
I do remember that, yes. Boy,
his lymph node got that. That's how fucking swollen it was. You know, how sick the infection was in his tooth.
But surely, I mean, teeth are sensitive. I mean, we get pressed with them.
Oh, he said it hurt. It hurt. He just kept ignoring it.
Okay. Well, see, if my tooth got to the point where I was like, God damn, that shit fucking hurts.
Right.
I would either chip it out like fucking Castaway. Then that's when I go to the dentist. When I've got a tooth that hurts, I'm not just going to go because I got to go.
Right. Well, we'll see. Let's see how that plays out, Rufus.
Look at you. You haven't gone 20 years. You won't go until you got a tooth that's like...
I know. I'm saying I still won't fucking go until I have to go to the hospital like this fucking guy.
Okay, that's true. Damn. All right. Yeah, he's right.
Right. He's just like, yeah, maybe it'll go away. You know what I mean? If you ever went to a fucking... if you went to the dentist every time you had a fucking toothache...
Well... Surely,
alcohol. My wife will go, dude. If she feels like the slightest little thing in her fucking tooth, and she, but every time she fucking goes, she has a fucking cavity. I swear to fucking God.
Well, that's the business.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the business.
And then I'm like, if I go in, dude, I might have fucking 50 cavities for all I fucking know.
I'm sure I've got more cavities than I have teeth.
Then I'm worried about receding gum line. I mean, so after this guy gets fucking sick, I go ahead and look. And what the fuck, you know, can happen to you if your tooth goes fucking rotten on you. And it made me fucking, literally, my jaw drop.
Oh, you can rot your jaw off.
Sepsis and fucking, you can get infections that I have to cut off part of your fucking face and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, jeez! But I still am not going to the dentist.
You would think the alcohol.
You can't afford it.
You think the alcohol would kill all the shit in your mouth. Wouldn't alcohol kill that?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Rufus, alcohol helps it grow.
Yeah, it's all the other bullshit, like the hops and the barley and the...
Alcohol is high in sugar.
That's true. Damn.
No. The answer to that is no. For a change, beer is not the answer.
Well, yeah, okay.
It will make you temporarily forget about mouth pain and going to the dentist, though.
Yeah, until your jaw's that fucking big.
Like this guy was probably drinking fucking 18 beers a day trying to forget about going to the fucking dentist.
I'll drink that pain. Surely the beer stung when it hit the nerve in his tooth.
You know what's funny is, you know, there was a guy that we knew in Austin, Tim K, just going to give you his initials, buddy of mine from St. Edward's.
You've mentioned his name on the show before.
He told me that he learned to fucking chew for like 10 years on one side of his fucking mouth. Because he had a toothache, a cracked molar in the back that he knew about.
Cracked molar? Ow.
Yeah.
I don't like the word crack in
teeth.
Yeah,
you know what? That's what happens when your teeth get weak from a cavity, then they fucking crack.
All right.
That's a lesson if you're listening out there. Go to the dentist and call in and let me and Rufus know if they still use the pokey thing or if they just put you under. Because you know what? My daughter went to the dentist. And they gave her nitrous. And I guess they're giving all the little kids nitrous now because I don't know if you saw this a couple of years ago. There was a thing on 2020 where they were going into, like, these Cool Smiles and all these fucking kids' dental places.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was like fucking child abuse because children are fucking scared of the dentist.
Sure.
So they would take these fucking kids in there and they would Velcro them to a fucking board. Dude, I'm not shitting you. So
yeah.
Like a cat, like you would a cat that's about to have surgery or something.
That doesn't reduce stress at all.
Right, and what happened was kids were fucking having heart attacks and shit because they're getting so freaked out and they can't fucking move that they just go wild. So I told my wife at the time, we didn't even have any kids. I'm like, we ever have fucking kids? There's no way. No fucking way. She's like, definitely not. So we take my daughter to this dentist that my wife goes to, obviously, who is actually in the dental building of my old dentist, who was a family friend of ours, who was a nice guy and a good dentist. He just, you know, had a pokey thing. Just doing his job. Just doing my job.
Did he bring it to family gatherings? Let me check the teeth.
Yeah, you know what? I almost wish he would now because I see Doc Shelley once in a while, and I'd like to say, Doc, what do you think? And I just tell you, oh, Doc, oh, Jesus Christ, what a fucking mess. You know, I'm almost embarrassed to show Doc Shelley my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Done, my masterpiece.
My masterpiece. Jesus.
Last time I went to Doc Shelley, are you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
So fucking sad.
Let me guarantee, the last time you went to Doc Shelley, you got something out of the treasure box for being a good boy.
No, I didn't usually get that, but this was, I actually went to Doc Shelley for the last time when I was probably 20. Because I still lived at home, and my mom made my appointment for me, and she's like, you're going. I go to Doc Shelley, and Doc Shelley says to me, you got a cavity. It needs, okay? So he's like, come back tomorrow. Guess what?
You left town and changed your name.
I got drunk the night before I was supposed to be there, and I never showed up, and then I had to leave town. So I'm working at Delaware Subs.
Yeah.
This is the honest to God truth. I'm working with you, Delaware Sub, and I feel like what I thought was a piece of pepper from some peppered capicola or whatever the hell he is, pro-jutini.
Yes.
You know, the black peppered ham. And I'm like, I think I got a piece of fucking pepper stuck between my two teeth.
Was it a piece of tooth?
It was not a piece of tooth, but it was a small hole in the tooth.
Oh, no.
Not a hole, like a small indentation.
Yes.
Right at the gum line. Needless to say, after 20 years, that has turned, the tooth is still there and it's still intact. It's just like the thing on the bottom is like bigger.
Wait, you still have the tooth?
I do still have the tooth.
And you didn't have it fixed?
I did not have it fixed.
Dude, I thought you were going to say, and then I finally went to the dentist.
No, I did not. Then,
because
of that tooth, I have not been back to the dentist. Because I'm afraid to go unless they say, oh, my God, what is up with that fucking tooth?
Which they will.
Right.
At this point.
So I'm hoping the tooth stays quiet and not angry, and I just... It lasts another probably 48 years or so.
Can you pack something in there? Some lead?
I don't know. I could try. I'll get some mercury.
Surely everything has a solution on the internet. I guarantee you somebody...
That, Rufus. Temporary thing do not work. I tried it. You can buy them at the grocery store. They don't work.
Hmm.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Wow. Well, it's been nice knowing you, pal.
Yeah, well... And I want to go. I want to go so bad, dude. If you could just be drunk and go to the fucking dentist, everything would be fine.
Why can't you? Just get drunk and go.
I'm afraid they would smell the booze on me, I guess. Then they have this thing called conscious sedation.
Why would you care if you're drunk?
I don't know, man. I don't exactly know because it probably might make me more freaked out.
Just dress up like you're homeless and just think you're a homeless guy who's drunk.
Almost what I need to do is go to like one of those sliding scale dentists. That's what Doc Shelley does now. He's retired.
Yeah.
Now he, like, treats homeless people or whatever. Not homeless people, but, you know, the less fortunate. That's right.
You can't fuck up on them. Or if you don't,
yeah, there's no laws. It's like a fucking the old west of dental school.
That's right. It's like a Dr. Mangala. You can be a Dr. Mangala.
But, I mean, the only thing they probably do, I guess, is probably pull teeth. Because I doubt anybody's like, save it. Can you save the fucking tooth, please?
No.
They're not willing to put the money out there, you know, the government or whoever's paying for it, to do anything about it. I think Doc Shelley's probably teaching people more about, what would you call it, dental hygiene and, like, getting to younger kids and tell them how important brushing your teeth is.
He dresses up like a tube of toothpaste and dances around.
Right. And I can still remember learning to brush my teeth. At school, they gave us an Oreo cookie, which was the coolest thing in the world when you're at school.
Sure.
And then she looked in the mirror, right, and saw how brown your mouth and stuff was. Then they gave you a toothbrush and toothpaste, and you brushed your teeth to see how much of the cookie you could get out.
I remember that. Remember that big presentations.
Apparently,
it
was
a cool toothbrush. Oh, no. I still look in the mirror every day, and my mouth is brown, but that's for completely different reasons.
See, the good news is the teeth whitening works. So whenever I'm feeling down about my teeth, I just go get some of the cheap whitening stuff and do like a two-hour. I do two of them. Instead of doing one, you're supposed to do one for an hour. I just do two back-to-back.
Two back-to-back.
My wife even said one time I did it when I was at work, right? Because, I mean, if I'm not talking to somebody, I can just sit here and work on the computer.
Sure.
And I did it at work one time, and I went home, and my wife's like, what is different? And the deal was I had whitened my teeth with some white strips.
Jesus Christ. So that'll make your gray teeth white. What about the black holes in your teeth? Does that just make them milky?
Makes them less pronounced. I don't, you know, really the deal is, for
your teeth,
like you were saying, I don't, the problem's not with the front of my teeth. My front teeth are fine. My front teeth, if you looked at my teeth from the front, you'd be like, yeah, he's got good dental health probably.
I only brush the front of my teeth.
But if you probed into the back nether regions, you'd be like, wow, this guy's got all kinds of fucking toothal problems.
Toothal?
I guess it's dental.
No, it's toothal now.
Toothal.
Toothal.
New word. Toothal pain. So anyways, do not use Frontier. The moral of that story is go to the dentist if it's not too late for you. And, well, now they have a thing where they'll give you pills before you come to the dentist. And guess who? The first person I ever heard that do that was Shelly Koenig. Remember Shelly? You parked on Shelly, if I recall correctly.
I think so. At the same Delaware Sun, right?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know, but we got a very unsuccessful DJ.
Only because, you know, a week before that I had rejected her. I almost feel bad now.
Oh, really? Why? Trust me, you didn't miss much.
I really wanted to believe that Shelly could be a sexual being, and this is what happened. We ordered some Chinese food. Well, I was just hanging out with Shelly. I'm not even sure why. And we were eating it back at Roehampton, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we smoke a joint, and Shelly's telling me she has a tattoo. It's just me and her at the Roehampton. We're sitting in the living room. She tells me she has a tattoo of a bunny, Thumper, the bunny Thumper. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah, you want to see it. So I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm thinking it was like on her, you know, on her hip or something, or on her thigh. I didn't know where it was. So she comes over. I'm sitting, you know, how the couches were in hell there.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on this one against the wall. Shelly's sitting over here. She's talking about Thumper. She comes over and drops her fucking pants with her pussy right in, like, 10 inches from my face.
Wow.
And is showing me her tattoo of Thumper, right? And I didn't know. I was, like, stoned, so I didn't know if she's just showing me her tattoo, right, or if she wanted me to fucking do something. So, of course, like a stone dude, I just fucking sat there because I was like, what if I try to make a move on her and she gets fucking freaked out?
Right.
You know what I mean? I like overthought it, I do believe. And then after that, it was like Shelly was really weird to me, I think because she thought I blew her off and thought she was totally gross.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
I
was like, you know, I would have let her give me an unsuccessful blowjob, probably. Well, not a good idea.
I don't remember what led up to it. It was just me and what's her face, also on the L-shaped couch, watching Pink Floyd's The Wall on TV, and we were both obliterated, and I was like, I'm fucking going to bed.
You're really fucking Shelly in the living room.
Yeah.
She did sleep on our couch like 5 times, I think, hoping someone would come out and try to mack her.
Well, I did. I got up. I was like, I'm fucking out of here. And I went to bed. And then she ended up in my room. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm wasted. And she said that she had some medical thing going on over cooch. So she's like, we can't have sex.
Right. She needed like a trim or something, right? She was having her pussy lips trimmed.
I don't even remember. But she's like, she had some explanatory thing.
Was this why you were sucking on her tits or something? Or she just said that out of the blue?
She said, I was trying to go to sleep. And so she explained, well, this is, you know, why I can't really do it.
Were you acting like you were trying to do it with her?
No, not at all. I had gone to bed at this point.
Yeah.
And so then she, you know, proceeds to do the other thing, and it's all just like fucking teeth and chapped lips, and I was like,
too much licking. Stop licking. Start sucking, you idiot.
Right. So all I know is she apologized. And
for the worst blowjob ever?
Yeah, because nothing happened. I was like, oh, God.
So nothing. Okay.
Nothing. I was tired.
Did she even yank you to a finish?
Nope. No,
wow,
she was rude. Well, she was ashamed and embarrassed because of the bad performance. And so she left, and I went to sleep, you know.
Don't lie. I'm sure you fucking relaxed yourself.
No, I didn't. I remember waking up the next morning. I was like, man, that was just fucking weird.
The worst fucking blowjob ever. Oh, poor Shelly.
I mean, yeah, she had no idea what she was doing. It was all scrapey. That's the only...
Poor Shelly. She probably still doesn't know how to give a blowjob.
Probably not.
Or maybe she's a master now. Maybe she went and took a class after that out of shame.
Or maybe I inspired her.
She probably wrote a book. Probably knows she's written a book on blowjobs, and we don't even have any idea about it.
Jesus Christ.
Poor Shelly. I checked out Shelly lately on Facebook.
Really?
I did.
What's her last name?
She would imagine.
Is it possible
her fucking tits got even bigger?
But did the rest of her?
And floppier. Well, of course.
Floppier. Did her teeth get bigger? That's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah, they're tusks.
She's got tusks.
She's in a wildlife refuge in northern Africa right now.
Oh my God, those poor.
She went over as a exchange student and came and turned her into a fucking. They put her on a refuge.
So we got to protect this one.
She only has one tusk. Someone got to her. Someone poked her other tusk.
Oh, my God. All right, I got to go because I got to pee, and I don't think I'll be back.
You suck.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Rufus. Hey, here's the Doob Tube, by the way. I don't know if I ever showed you one.
Oh, you did.
Did I? All right. Simple for us. Tuesday. We're really doing it. I got a whole list of questions together.
Let's do it. I bought their fucking album, and I've
received. You didn't have to go that far. You did not have to go that far.
Hey, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to fucking do it, man. I listened to it. I bought it. I think it's good. I'm not a Rush fan or a prog rock
fan.
That's
what it sounds like to me.
But I got to say that...
Well done. It's well done. Is it my taste of music? Not really, but it's really well done.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They are banging on all fucking cylinders for sure. Whether you like what they're doing or not, they're fucking knocking it out of the park.
Right. That was 10 years ago. I'm not sure. That album's from, what, 2003 or even earlier?
Something like that. I think
it might be the early 80s.
Well, I think the one I got, well, that's true. The one that I got said 04, but it could have been recorded a lot earlier than that.
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
But, man, it's good. And that guy's voice is fucking amazing, I think.
He does have a fucking brilliant voice, man. I'm sorry. And you're right. It's not my style of music, but he's killing it. He's really fucking killing it.
That's true.
Frank Casella is his name, and there are three of them are brothers that are in the band.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Frank, I've never even met Frank. Everybody says he's an asshole.
Uh-huh.
A voice like that, maybe he can be. Maybe he can be in it. You're kind of an asshole, but it's because of your fucking chops.
That's true.
That's true. You've got chops.
I've earned it.
Chops speak for themselves.
That's right. I can be an asshole.
You can. So, you know what? Just don't be an asshole to me, and we're fine.
I'm never an asshole to you, Double Z.
This is good. All right, well, we need to go over some stuff. Obviously, I want to get the Bud Buddy website tightened up. I want to start doing some advertising. I just have to get through this little hump with my regular fucking job here.
Coming for you?
No, not. This place might be on fire, and I don't even know it because I'm in the office in the very front.
It's because you wired the phone wrong.
Don't even say that, dude. Don't even fucking say that.
Burst into flame while you're asleep.
I pulled on a couple of lines that just fucking snapped. Because what happened was, I was trying to find the line. It came down here, and I was just going to splice into it, which is what the guy said at first.
She wasn't even saying what to do.
I mean, the guy, for as much explaining as he did, he could have fucking done it.
Can you imagine the liability if you had electrocuted yourself to death because that guy was like, yeah.
Going to fucking my job for these guys, you know, and saying, hey, this is all you need to do to design your own fucking brochure and then send him a bill?
Yeah, be like, here's a download coupon for Adobe Illustrator.
Right, exactly. You know, and here's a tutorial. Here's a website with tutorials.
That's right.
Here's the tagline. Die a sandpiper.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll let you go, Rufus. But I'm gonna Skype you from here because it's easier to get work shit done here.
Okay,
That's fucking off, you know. But at the office, I'm really more focused to get shit done.
I totally agree. That's why I leave the house as often as I can during the day.
It's way easier to get shit done.
Yep.
But all right, I'm going to Skype you this week. Or what, over the weekend, can we talk?
Yeah.
What shit, are you going to be around? I got to send you some samples, dude. I want to send you samples. And you think you can – I'm gonna start hitting places around here with a fucking wine.
No, yeah, send me samples because I'm going to Austin and hit Planet K and
right. Yeah.
All kinds of places.
Do. I mean, the people in like, those places are pretty chill. I mean, I might even fly down – and hit, like, see if we can't get into Planet K headquarters or go talk to someone higher up at Planet K. You know what I mean?
That's
tell them we got a line of fucking products. You know, we're doing, if anything, fucking Cannabis Cup showed me this is the way to the fucking future. Because this guy's selling this, he actually gave me a shirt. It's Homestead Hydro, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's selling nutrients for people to grow their own fucking dope. And everybody that came by, I mean, he's giving out full fucking bottles. So there had to be 1,000, 2,000 people there.
Wow.
And he's like, he would just, this he'd say one thing to the fucking people, start at 5%. That's all he would say to these people, right? Start at 5%, start at 5%. You're not going to believe what's happened, just start at 5%. Then I'm talking to the guy, right, because I get a couple of buzz buddies, and he's like, dude, if you get in on this fucking wave right now, he's like, 6 months ago, I was barely even doing this shit. He's like, now I'm fucking doing it full time. He's an older guy, right? This guy's probably like 50.
Uh-huh.
He's even older than that. And he's like, I mean, he's a salesman, though. He's a fucking salesman. Right? He had a fucking tent set up, giving away shirts, giving away fucking magazines and shit.
Holy shit.
And a whole bottle of the stuff. It's just like $40 retail. And all he's saying to people is start at 5%, start at 5%, start at 5%. You got the gift bag. You had to fill out the shit on an iPad. And people are like, start at 5%? What do you mean? He'd say, check the website. Just check the website. Right? So he just say start at 5% to get them fucking teeth, check the website, you want to see how this fucking shit works. So, of course, what are people going to start doing? Just because he said 5%. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
It was good, dude. This guy knew what the fuck he was doing. He's like, you get in on this right now, it's fucking going to be huge.
It is.
He's like, the retail end of it. It is going to be huge, but that's why we're getting in on it right now. This is it.
Need some fucking samples, because I am talking about, like, going to the head of, like, Planet K. I'm not going to, like, walk in and talk to some
stoner
guy who's just going to forget about it.
That's what I got to do around here, though, because there is no head shop. I got to go in and talk to the owner of, like, the BP station and shit, you know, and say, this is what I want to do, though. I want to set up a thing where on the website where we can say we're going to put the address in somebody's store, right? I mean, this has got to be pretty simple. And a map, it'll take you to their store.
That's super simple.
Click on it.
You find the Bud Buddy. Right.
Right, exactly, your Bud Buddy retailer. And I'm going to tell the guy, look, this not only makes money for us selling more Bud Buddies, this can make money for you selling all your fucking smoking accessories.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, so that's good advertising. If they want it, I'm going to offer it to them. If they don't want it to be known for that kind of stuff, because some of these places around here be like, especially the ones in Indiana, probably don't want to be known that they're fucking selling that shit. But all of them in Michigan that sell, you know, because it's legal in Michigan.
Well, sure, but it's an option. You know, it's not like...
Right.
Fucking put you up on the website.
So I don't
like,
want people to say, no, we don't want to buy it because we don't want to be on your website.
Right.
You get me. All right, I can see you're squirming, Rue. Yeah. All right, I'll call you this weekend, though, or Skype you from home. Wait, no, from here. Never mind.
Yeah, do it from there, or if you don't catch me on Skype, because, like, if I'm at the library where I spend most of my time during the week, I can't really Skype, so call me on the phone.
Hold on a second, Rufus. I got a quick question for you.
What's up?
Your number, I'm never sure which number to call for you or to text you on. Have you been getting my text lately?
No.
I don't know when the last one was.
830?
Is it 830-220-2287?
No, that's my old one.
All right, wait a minute. I probably missed one from you. I probably said Cliff Haley and I went right by it. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Because I got too many numbers in my phone for you. Is it 830-385-4364?
That's the one.
So the old 512-667-2310 is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. I had to change the numbers a lot moving back and forth.
All right, I remember that.
The 385-4364 or whatever, that's the permanent one.
Hey, how did I do updating the Bud Buddy website from there with the pictures and stuff? Did you notice that? Not the Bud Buddy website, the Bud Buddy Facebook page.
Yeah, I got notices about it.
And you know what? That's what I can tell you. 420 Products USA actually has like 15 followers on Instagram after the show. Dude, if you put anything on there, I mean, you can advertise for free on like Instagram hashtag 420, Instagram hashtag weed.
Really?
Right? I'm doing that, and we're getting some fucking good feedback from that shit.
You can do the same thing on Facebook and Twitter, by the way.
Oh, you can? See, I think I have Facebook and Twitter linked. Or no, Instagram and Twitter linked, supposedly.
Fucking awesome. I didn't even know there was an Instagram 420 Products thing.
420 Products USA. I haven't updated in a while. But our pictures were getting some likes. I mean, nothing over the top. But, I mean, we were seeing some action there. I need to keep on it. I need to do it a couple times a day.
Anything's better than nothing.
Right. So, I told my wife she's going to be our social media manager.
Awesome.
And she laughed at me and said, how much does it pay?
It's a pay-per-performance gig.
You will get no rewards on earth, but you will be rewarded in heaven.
Awesome.
I won't kick you out. That's what I said. Didn't work. She's squatting. All right, I'll call you this weekend.
My wife is squatting in my house.
She is.
Squatter's rights. Squatter's rights. How did my wife get squatter's rights?
My wife has squatting rights.
Oh, my God. All right.
I've been trying to evict my wife for years. So she makes it so I can't afford to.
All right. I got to make a
right.
shot out of that. All right.
All right. Peace. I'll talk to you this weekend.
Right on. Later.
See you.